So, hi, it's Kyla, and this is the first episode. I don't really know what the heck to say, so we're just gonna get started. Like, I ain't got no theme song, no whatever. That's too much work. I'm literally in high school. The heck do you want me to do? Like, bruh, what? So, today, we're just gonna talk about... I don't even know. We're gonna talk about friends. At my age, it's so hard for me to talk to a male. Like, okay, there's, like, a few guys that, like, I've known since I was, like, you know, like, very young. Or, like, I've just gone to school with them my whole life. I go to a high school where it's kids from 10 other freaking towns. I don't like to get out of my bubble. I like to stay in my little pop-pop, you know, my little circle. And I tried being friends with this kid in my class. Did I think he was a little cute? Yes. But that's not the point. Okay? That's not the point. And I, just like, So I mean, my friends go up for me, get a Snapchat, period. I got it, added him. Then I didn't text him at all. I snapped him saying, hey. He said, hi. I said, what shop are you? I've seen you around. What shop are you in? He said, whatever shop he was in. Trying to keep some confidentiality. And then I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm in health tech. He did not ask. I just said what it was right then and there, which is really embarrassing. And then I didn't text him at all after that. Well, I didn't text him in the first place. And then I was staying after because I just had a game or a practice or whatever. And my friend, she plays field hockey. So she's like, Kyla, what about cornfish? You know, you make up code names. I call them cornfish. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'm not bagging him. Okay, it's not like I wanted to. You know, I just want to be friends first. But if you think about it in reality, do I want to bag him? Yes, I do. But, like, I'm a sophomore year right now. So, like, if we calculate that, like, junior year, that could happen. But I gotta make the moves. I just don't know how to make the moves. And it's not this one kid that I've known my, like, whole life. So, yeah. So, I text every now and then, but, like, I really have a mini panic attack before I hit send every time. Or before I go to type it. Or, like, before I think of what I'm gonna send. And it just makes me feel like... I feel like if I really should be doing it, it would be so much more natural. So I'm kind of having, like, second thoughts. And, yeah. That's basically, like, me being friends with girls, I'm totally fine. Like, literally, like, I could literally walk up to a girl serving for the third. But it's, like, you know, it's just hard. So, I go to a school that has shops. I go to a vocational school. I get shop week. I haven't done a single thing. If my English, we need pencils. Haven't picked up a single pencil since last Friday. So that's really bad. Cause I'm gonna be busy on so I'm not that busy. I have like a whole like 6 hour window where I could like do my work and I'll probably get it finished in that time with the help of the photo map for my geometry. Don't hate the player, hate the game. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that part's easy. I just hate, I don't know, I don't like being a student again. Like, I liked it being summer where I didn't have to worry about work. Like, and it's just, like, now that I have to, it's, like, honestly really annoying and I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired. But, yeah, what else could I talk about? I'm honestly not sure. Crap. What could I talk about? See, now I'm kind of buzzled. Oh, literally. So, I'm in a shop where we focus on, like, nursing things. Like, at the end of my junior year, I'm gonna have a certified nurse assistant certification or license or whatever. And then if I stay for my senior year and I don't do co-op and that's your, like, you, like, work at, like, a place that connects with your shop, and you can, like, get, like, actually paid. So you, like, work out in your trade. So it's like, if I stay for senior year and I do EKG, that's what you do in senior year, I'll get that as well. But I'm really not sure because, if I'm being honest, like, now we're at the end of mid school. Like, all of freshman year, I'm like, you know, I want to be a psychiatrist. And, like, a psychiatrist is, like, a psychologist, kind of. And it's, like, psychologist is basically, like, a therapist, like, helps with, like, the mental health, all that stuff, you know. And the difference between a psychologist is that a psychologist, all they have is, like, a degree. Either bastards. I don't know how that came out. Masters. I think I was gonna say bachelor's, but I accidentally said I'm a bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree in psychology, and then just go work at a place that does psychology stuff. That's the easiest way to mention it. And that a psychiatrist is somebody that has a bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree from college, and then goes to medical school and gets, like, doctor of medicine degree. And it does the same thing as a psychologist, except it can work in a hospital and it can actually prescribe people medicine. Like, say somebody's, like, really very anxious, they have really bad anxiety, and nothing's really helping it, so you need to give them medicine. A psychiatrist is who the doctor would send the patient to. And they also can diagnose, like, issues. Like, if you go to a psychologist, they literally can't say, well, this sounds like you have depression, I'm going to diagnose you with depression. Like, so when you go to the doctors, they're going to see, like, a little thing on your, like, doctor records, health records. Oh my gosh, I'm so slow. Health records that says, depression, you know, for, like, a sickness, illness or whatever, like, mental illness. But they can't do that. A psychiatrist, however, when you go to a psychiatrist, they can actually put stuff on your medical records or health records or whatever you want to call it. And they can actually, like, give you medicine for your stuff. Like, they get down in the deeps in there. Sorry, I had to move my computer and stuff like that. I'm literally sitting in bed. But, yeah. And I was like, I really, really want to be that. But then we had a speaker come in from MCPHS. It's this, like, medicine and pharmacy university college thing type of thing. Now I'm really, like, confused, because after freshman year, like at the end of freshman year and the whole summer, okay, more like in the middle of freshman year to, okay, like if you were to take 1/2 and 3/4, the middle of 1/2 and 3/4 or something, at that point in the year, I would say, like, so half of the year is, like, January. I would say by, like, February or March. February. I was like, I don't want to do medical stuff. I was like, we had to go to, like, nursing homes and everything. And I was like, this is not for me, bro. I don't want to be around old stinky people that be pooping in their own diapers. That was unneeded. I'm sorry. But, like, that's just not the life that I want. I don't want to work somewhere like that. I don't really want to work in a hospital. And I was like, another thing that always intrigued me was the law. I've always wanted to be a lawyer or an attorney. An attorney is basically when you have your own firm, but you're still a lawyer. It's the same thing. It's just that, like, you own your own firm. And that was my plan. Going to college, political science or pre-law for 4 years. Then I go to law school for 3 years, become a lawyer, work in, like, the business or whatever for, like, 2 years, get myself, or 3 years, get myself a name, open up my own firm, and, you know, just be really successful. But when that guy came in, now he conjumbled my mind, because now I'm just like, I don't know, I feel like the medical field is calling me, but the law field calling me too. Like, I'm trying to be the next Kamala Harris, not running for president part, talking about all the good stuff that she did, like, when she was, like, in the lawyer, like, when she was a lawyer or attorney, whatever she was doing. I want to be that type of person. Well, not that type of person, but I want to do what she did, right? I don't want to run for president. No way, Jose.
But yeah, so that really made me cook fuzzled, and I was like, dang it, like, now it's like I feel like I'm back at square one where I'm still just like, I don't know what to do. And it's like, yeah, I don't apply till senior year and stuff. Like, I know that I have time, but I'm a decisive person, and I know how I am, and I want to decide on what I'm doing with the rest of my life earlier, like before I even have to start applying, than while I'm applying. And it's just like, because if that changes, then all the stuff I want to go to, all the colleges that I want to go to, and like what I want to go there for is going to change. And it's just like, it's going to mess up my whole plan that I've curated since like the end of like freshman year and like the summer. Because during the summer, I searched up so many colleges. I got the Common App. Bro, I have that one app, I forgot the name of it, Niche or whatever, it helps with college stuff. I literally wrote practice essays, like, I did everything, and now it's just, like, everything's gonna change if I pick medical field, or I could just play it safe with the law field, and it's just, like, oh, medical field, there's a lot of stuttering, oh my gosh, studying, but either way, law field, bro, I'm gonna have to know every single law in this country. It was like, either way, there's a lot of book reading, a lot of stuff like that. It's just like, I just really gotta lock in, and I gotta start doing stuff like that this year, which is why I should stop procrastinating. Yeah. I don't know, it's just like, put me in a whole bunch of, like, different places, and now I don't really know what to do. So, you know, that's fun. But, you know, I'm probably just gonna, like, pray better soon. Because, shoot. Only I can do it. Do it. But yeah.
So that's life so far.
Yeah. This one's really short. I honestly have quite a boring life, so I don't know what else to talk about. In this episode, it's like the title of it, like the topic on it, I can't just talk about everything and anything. So, like, yeah. But I'll do some episodes where it's like certain topics and I try to stay on topic the whole video because I have a really hard time doing that. Like, I really do. Like, bro, I could be talking about. Like, bro, tell me why I was literally talking about doing a Shakira voice when I was singing Waka Waka eh. And I sent a video to my friend. And then I had, like, this filter because it was on Snapchat. And I had, like, the mustache and goatee. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I look so much like my dad when he was younger when I pulled my braids back. And then, bro, I started singing this Haitian Kumba song. And I was like, bro, how did I get this off track? And it's just like, wow. Wow, that made me think I got ADHD or something like that. But, yeah, that's how I feel right now. But yeah, that's just life right now. Nothing too much, nothing too little. And I'm really hungry, and my mom went somewhere, and I texted her to get me sushi from Price Chopper. I don't know where she is. Okay, well, I know where she's, but I don't know where she is, like, at this approximate moment. But, like, honey, I'm getting hungry. So, it's just like, what the freak am I supposed to do? You know? I need to get a... I'm probably gonna call her and just ask or something like that. But, yeah, I probably need to order a microphone off of Amazon because I know this microphone quality on my computer actually sucks. Yeah. Because I know it's probably, like, very, like, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, I know it's probably, like, very bad. Oh my gosh, $54. Okay, $14. That's pretty good. I don't know how the heck I'm gonna connect it though. How does it connect? Oh, okay, I get it. Okay. So yeah, they have cheaper ones. Probably gonna get the cheaper ones because I don't know if I'm going to do this for real. So, yeah. Well, that's it for today. I don't really have much else left to say. I've yapped enough about whatever topic I was doing this on. But yeah. Have a nice day. Bye.